Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
McKenzie, I think everybody on the show, we kind of talked about this during the commercial, thinks that you need to do this, and it's not petty, but if you can call in and let McKenzie know if what she would do, if she actually does this, would be petty or not. Why don't you go explain the scenario?
Well, I was wondering, and I was shocked to know that everyone on the show has done it. Okay, so if there's like someone, like a friend, or like someone you're dating or whatever, that you're just like, whatever, I'm through with you, like I'm done, is it petty to block them on social media? Because actually, one of my friends just went through this, and she's like, "Oh, I just blocked his butt. Like, done." But I'm kind of like, is that petty?
No.
I'm wondering if that shows like you can't handle yourself to like not look at their stuff.
There's a difference. I think that there is a petty version of blocking people, and there is a non-petty version of blocking people. And there's a big difference. Now, say that you're talking to a guy and things don't work out and he's kind of a loser. To block him, I think that's petty.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, say that I blocked people twice. The first time I ever blocked someone was this girl that I had been friends with all throughout college, my senior year. I finally had enough. She treated me like absolute garbage. She was just the most toxic person in the world. She was evil to me. She just was the absolute worst person in the entire world. And so many people knew it. And I finally had come to realize it. And I wanted her out of my life. Like, I did not want her to know what I was doing. I didn't want my name in her mouth. I just wanted to be done. And that is it. Never see her again.
Yes.
Because of how bad she betrayed me. That I'm going to block you for.
Yeah. No, you didn't think that was a petty move. Like, that's kind of just like your toxic piece.
Okay. It's more like I'm not doing it to, like, if I blocked a guy, I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm blocking you. Like, you're blocked. You can't have me anymore. It would kind of be like to shove it to them and prove it to them. I blocked this friend because I truly felt so betrayed and felt like she was so toxic that if she even had a little bit of information about what was going on in my life, she could destroy it.
833-563-2539. McKenzie's situation she's going through, it's your friend or is it you, though? Because you brought up your friend's example.
Well, just in general. And I was wondering, too. I'm like, I've thought about blocking people before, but I haven't really done it. I've blocked people before. If they're, like, inappropriate people, but, like, yes, I will block
without
them.
Saying the people, like, what is this a situation happening right now? You're like, I would like to block me. Let's say I was doing it. What are they doing? Why would you block them?
If someone is, like, toxic, if you're just, like, done. If
oh,
you're
so
just,
it
like,
might be me.
Yeah, if you're just like, you know what? Time to move forward.
See, I don't think that's petty. Absolutely not. The block button is there for a reason. You block them. It feels so invigorating. It's like you get an adrenaline rush. Oh, I love it.
I guess it's very final, though, also. I mean, I guess the obvious.
You can unblock.
Yeah, but that's stupid. I feel like if you block someone, it's like you're saying done.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Listen, maybe Liv and I are wrong, but can anybody talk some confidence into McKenzie here and make her realize it's okay to block people?
But I also think if you do block someone, it's saying that they're that important to you that you are like blocking them. Really, because I'm like, you know what? Maybe just like whatever.
Yeah, but at the same time, you need to care more about yourself than what some thought they're going to have. Who cares what they think? Do what's good for you.
Wow.
I like that.
Deep thoughts of Liv You Love Girl.
To block or to not block. I was just, when I brought this up to my group of girlfriends, everybody had like a different, interesting take on it. It was very interesting. And they've blocked exes. They've blocked several people. But you don't unblock. Once you block, you leave it blocked.
Call Joe and McKenzie now at 1-833-563-2539. That's 833-563-2539.
We have one goal right now, and that is for you to call us at 833-563-2539 and get McKenzie to change her non-blocking ways. I want it so McKenzie starts blocking us even, just so she can do it. Because you feel like blocking is what? Like, if you block somebody on social media, it's not... I don't know.
I think it's kind of petty. But then I also think it'd be revitalizing.
All right, well, let's do this. Let's make some petty goals this morning happen.
Hashtag petty goals.
Let's go to Emily this morning. Emily, you're on Joe McKenzie. What do you think? Should McKenzie block someone?
If they're toxic, then I think it can absolutely be necessary. I mean, social media, people use it to spy on you.
Now, did you ever block anybody?
Oh yeah. Right. The day that I left my ex-husband, I blocked him and all of his friends from social media so that they couldn't keep up with what I was doing.
Okay,
I didn't
did
want
you block
any
family
part
like
of him having any aspect of my life? That was how I could get rid of him.
Did you block his family too?
No, I didn't, because his family was kind of upset that he and I separated, or that he caused me to leave.
Oh, okay. Because that's right. A dicey situation, too. It's like, okay, what do you do with the family? They could report stuff to him.
Oh, yeah.
To get you in trouble, or try to, you know.
If you're going
to
be petty, you got to block every possible way that they can see
you're
you.
You're like block happy over here, Jeff.
You know what? I've blocked so many people. One thing, too, is like, here's the thing where you can work around, and maybe somebody can call about this and tell you. There's so many ways on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter where you can still be friends with someone and they don't know that you don't see their stuff anymore. Like, you can mute profiles. Can I tell you how many people I'm friends with on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for different reasons? Like, on Facebook, I will mute profiles if everything is like, oh, send prayers, I'm having a really rough day, and it's like they just got mad they had a shift at work they had to cover they didn't want to do. Not like grandma's dying.
See, or you're like, not like savage and just unfriend them.
No, or like on Twitter, if you get overly political all the time, your account, we could be friends, but I'm muting you. I don't want to see your updates all the time.
Can you do that on Insta, though?
Yeah, the mute button is so beautiful. I didn't know.
You can
know.
Mute on Instagram?
Yes, I didn't know you could mute on Instagram. So I unfollowed some people, and I didn't know that you could mute because I didn't want to see what they were posting. And I unfollowed them, and then now they know that I unfollowed them, and now it's really awkward. And I'm like, and then someone was like, why don't you just mute them? And I was like, bro, I didn't know you could mute on Instagram.
So someone is like having an aha moment right now hearing this as well for the first time. So
we are
going to
change your life. Listen,
yes.
Look around. There's answers. There's
it's
solutions.
What we do on this show.
All right. I don't know how I'm going to do this one. Is it Zadia?
Yeah. Hello.
Hey, what up? Hey, what do you do?
Well, I feel like I agree with whoever was saying, you know, block to do what you need to do for you. You know, you got to handle your candle. And if you know that constantly, you're going to constantly look back at someone's page or, you know, just to check up on them or not or whatever, just block them. Like after a few days, after a few times, you'll forget it. You'll forget about them.
That's
just life, right?
Can you repeat that?
Keep your candle lit. Absolutely.
Keep your candle lit.
No,
I'm writing this stuff down.
No. We're saying it wrong. Zadia, what you're saying you said about a candle?
Oh, sorry. Hold on. I said you got to handle your candle and keep it lit.
Ooh. Yes, handle your candle.
All right.
I love that. We love you.
Zadia,
our new life coach.
That is the call of the day right there. You got to know how to handle your candle.
And keep it lit.
I put that on my Bumbo profile. Amber, good morning. We'll wrap things up with you here on Joe and Mackenzie. Mackenzie's really afraid to block somebody. What do you say?
I say block. My block game is so strong. My block list is probably longer than a mile long. Yes, I will block anybody for any reason. If you're laughing at a serious situation, I'll block you. If you're going back and forth with somebody I don't even know, I'll block you.
How many people have you blocked, would you say?
I'm sorry?
How many people in general have you blocked thus far?
Oh, hundreds.
Oh my God! That many?
Yes, hundreds. I blocked somebody today because they were laughing at a serious situation.
And it's 9:14 in the morning.
Oh,
I love it.
My goodness.
Yes.
I feel like Amber has more people that she's blocked than she is friends with on her profile.
Definitely. 100%.
Get it, girl.
Why not just unfollow them?
I'm sorry?
Why not just unfollow them instead of blocking them?
Because I don't want somebody that negative to be able to see anything I'm posting or just go back and forth. Just block them.
Right.
Damn. Just block them.
Okay.
I love it.
Amber does not play.
She is savage. I love this.
Well, hey, I hope you don't block us, and I hope you follow us if you don't already on social media. It's Joe and Mackenzie.
Because we love you. What great advice. Thanks, you guys. I'm going to handle my candle and keep it lit.
I don't even think you know what that means.